MTV Cast.
Hey guys, Alexandra here at Jake's Corner. I just hung out with Sheila and she fed me so much food, which is nice. He said I'd call in after 4 weeks. That was a doozy. There were a couple things that I really couldn't stop thinking about. First was how apocalyptic it was biking into it. At like, I think I started my approach at like 11 a.m. and it got so hot. I had blasted to the salt to get water, and the water, that river was so low. It was so sad. And then I climbed in the heat of the day, melting my face off, dying back there. And I just couldn't help but, like, there's no effing water. And then as you keep climbing, there's no water. And then you look back and you see Phoenix, this huge city. Like, where does their water come from? I didn't find any water until yesterday morning. I started to descend off the mountain and I found like a little pool from a little spring, and it was madness. And actually, like, I just got off of the Four Peaks detour, air quoting. And, like, all I could think about every day, so it took me 2 days to get through there, was that Justin took that detour and only Ben followed him that year. And they still finished before so many people. That's insane. That was so hard. That was crazy. Anyways, I've been having hella foot problems, hella ankle problems. Yesterday I was investigating a cave and tripped and rolled my ankle and had to stop biking at 5:30 because I thought I was going to have to quit. My ankle blew up to the size of a baseball again. But got it wrapped up, slept for like 8 hours, and it seems to be holding up good today. So headed to Payson, onto the rim, and I don't know. It's been a really, I knew this race was going to be really slow for me coming into it. And it's been really hard to let that be, but it's also been a super pleasure to just be having fun and not fully killing myself, though, like, kind of killing myself a little bit. Because it's hard. It's a hard bike ride. I got a burner phone. I mentioned that. I don't have the same phone number. I will not be using the phone later, but right now I have it and it's great. It's been surreal to have zero contact with the outside world. With my outside world, anyways. Okay, I'm rambling. I gotta get my shit together. Bye.